what's really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And interesting story. As you know, the Pope has, well, he's coming out and he's visiting and he's poping around the place in his bulletproof Pope Mobile, which, I don't know, doesn't he have a guaranteed ticket into heaven? Because he's the Pope. Why is he so afraid of the bullets? Anyway, obviously a lot of people are expressing concern over his handling, both as Pope and as his previous job as in charge of the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith, which is the new light and fluffy name for the Holy Inquisition. And, you know, they're expressing concern that, you know, this is a major problem. And we're not talking one or two errant priests. It is an epidemic among the institution as a whole. And it's completely out of control. And the church's response to it has been pretty much the same as Obama's response to the Gulf oil disaster. Cover it up, keep it hidden, buy off the people who've got the damaging information, and pretend everything is all hunky-dory. I think it is very telling that tickets to see the Pope have not been selling well at all. The you know, the Pope is trying to say, well, it's clerical problems, it's lack of communication, it's always somebody else's fault. They don't want to deal with the fact that maybe the Pope is not a draw, even with those red Prada shoes. I don't want to go see the Pope. I've only ever seen one Pope in my lifetime, and that was at a distance, in aircraft. I actually got 20 minutes free Hobbs time when I was taking flight lessons because previous Pope was flying into L.A., and they said, you got to stay away from the airport. So the CFI said, oh, let's go back up into the mountains, play around for a little while. You know, you don't have to pay for it. And I've been to Vatican City. And, you know, it's a very impressive place until you realize that all of that stone and all of that incredible artwork was paid for with the pennies that went in those plates at all the churches around the world. And there's, you know, and you go back and you look at the Inquisition, and the witch hunts, and there's a very dark side to those very beautiful, beautiful buildings here. So the Pope is out there and people are saying, well, you know, he's not a big draw. The tickets aren't selling, and there's the abuse scandal and everything like that. So the Pope took a few minutes to equate atheism with the Nazis. If you don't believe, as we tell you, then you're a Nazi. It's, I think maybe Ratzinger is just jumped over the shark on that one. And so he's looking for somebody to put the focus onto. You know, forget about all those molested choir boys. Let's go after the atheists. Let's have a good old-fashioned burning of the heretics here as soon as we can find somebody who remembers how to operate the big lighter. So the Pope is out there doing that, and again, I'm sorry. It is impossible for me to reconcile the idea that the Church is some kind of a representative of a divine authority on Earth when their own staffers are running around and just, you know, humping the kiddies. Let's call it what it is. They're out there humping the little kitties and then telling them that if they complain to their parents or anybody, they're going to go to heck for the rest of eternity, and they'll burn in fire, and the devil, doesn't matter what they do good in life, you know, ratting out the priest is a guaranteed ticket to the dark places and so forth and so on. There was that other story where there was a couple of weeks ago, there was this priest who was molesting this underage girl, which is a refreshing change and possibly a slight improvement. And basically by telling her that this was the only way she would get to heaven is by going along with a little of the ooh in the choir loft there. So, again, you cannot reconcile the behavior of the clergy themselves with this idea that they in any way, shape, or form represent some kind of a divine authority and justice. They're acting like the corrupt priests of every other religion in history, whether it's the Roman temples who were doing these kind of things, or the Greek temples, or the temple of Baal, or any other corrupt clergy con artist in history. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have extracted them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm watching our corporate media feed here. They're like I said, they're trying to put the focus on whether they're going to extend Bush's tax cuts for the wealthy. And that's going to be a big campaign issue. Well, you're favoring the wealthy if you want to go for that. And, you know, we need to raise taxes on them if we're going to save the country and everything like this. And absolutely, here's my opinion on the subject. I don't care if the rich are paying more or less taxes. And I don't want to get into an argument over who should pay more or less taxes. We are all taxed too much, period, end of discussion. The rich need to pay less taxes. The middle class need to pay less taxes. The poor need to pay less taxes. Federal taxes should be slashed 50% across the board, period, end of discussion, and they can pay for it if they give up that psychotic need to go around the world killing the people that Israel does not like. There is nothing wrong with this country and its economy. That a massive, massive tax cut across the board for everybody would not fix. The country has been looted to bail out Wall Street. It is time for the government to bail out the American people and stop adding more and more debt on top of us that, frankly, I don't recognize and I'm not going to pay it. Not to enable the murder of people on the other side of the planet with whom I personally do not have any kind of a complaint. And the American people, you got to stand up. I mean, why did we create a whole new nation to free ourselves from the tyranny of the Bank of England and their interest-bearing currency, only to turn around and sell the American people back into the same system, not once, but three times. We've had three of these private central banks. All three have brought the nation to the edge of ruin. It's time to get rid of the third one. All this debt they talk about, all the debt in the government, all the debt in student loans and everything, this is all money that never existed. It's all paper debt. It's all this accumulated interest on the public currency. The government has the legal authority to say, look, it's imaginary money. It never existed to begin with. And for the good of the nation, we have to simply wipe that out. Return to status quo ante. Everybody wakes up tomorrow. They don't owe any money to anybody. Let's put our nation back to work. The Romans used to call it the Jubilee. They did it every 50 years to undo the damage caused by interest-bearing lending from the private banks. At least back then, the banks were loaning out money of value, silver, gold, copper, bronze, so forth and so on. Today, it's just these printed pieces of paper that have no value whatsoever other than what we are told to believe that they do. And it's a very destructive financial system, and now they want to bring it to the entire world. And it's not going to work. It's destroyed the United States. It's going to destroy the world for a very simple reason. The instant when you have a private central bank issuing the currency for a nation or the world, the instant that first paper note goes into circulation, more money is owed to that bank than is actually in existence, and you're trapped. The only way out of this mess is there's got to be a confrontation between a government of the people and the Federal Reserve Bank where we stand up and say, okay, you've had 100 years of looting the American people. That's enough. You're going to have to be happy with the trillions and trillions of dollars, and we don't know how much it is because they're refusing an audit. But somebody has to have the guts to stand up to the Federal Reserve and say, look, 100 years of looting the people is enough. Take your money and go have fun with it. We're going to go back to the system that we started the country with. The government will issue the public currency free of charge, free of interest charge, for the people to use. So that the amount of money in circulation is the amount of money that's in circulation. And we're not building up this imaginary debt to a private central bank for the use of the public currency. Somebody has to have the courage to say that. We don't seem to have that anywhere in the state houses or the legislatures or the White House. We have a caller on the line, John in Tennessee. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you, Michael, for taking my call. I like your idea of the year of Jubilee. I've been telling people that for years. The question I have for you, if I have taken out a mortgage on a house, borrowed X amount of dollars, and these liars, thieves, and cheats that need to be hung by their neck until they're dead, change the monetary system to either a FDR or some other concocted fiat currency, how can they compel me to pay back something when I borrow dollars if they do away with the dollar? Is that not my Jubilee?
Well, I don't think so, because I would presume, because the monetary unit is the dollar, both in the original system the country started with and then was co-opted for the Federal Reserve note, that we would probably keep the same name, but there'd have to be a mapping. And I want to be very, very clear. I think that debt we the people voluntarily undertake to buy homes and start businesses and so forth, that is something that we should, you know, continue to honor. The debt that I think we should repudiate is all of this government debt that's, you know, the government borrows and drops this debt all over us to pay for wars of conquest in other lands, to shower money all over Wall Street that they didn't earn or deserve, to shower money all over Israel. I mean, the reality is, if the federal taxation simply went away tomorrow, I think everybody listening to this show would be perfectly prepared to deal with, you know, to be able to pay their own bills, for their own loans that they voluntarily took out, to pay off the credit cards, to pay off school loans, pay off their business loans, things like this, and take care of their local community, you know, through the local taxes, to take care of the roads and the schools and stuff like that. I don't think we'd have any kind of a problem with that. What we have a problem with is this wartime economy that's been imposed on us by stealth, in which we, our country, is being strip-mined to shower untold wealth in the trillions of dollars all over Wall Street and Israel and into the hands of these, you know, these mass murderers. these robotic mass murdering factories out there. And so that's exactly what I mean. A complete expiation of all debt, I'm not sure is even practical. So obviously, the bankers aren't going to go along with that. They have worked for almost 100 years to reduce the American people into economic slavery by convincing us that this debt is real, even though the money involved never actually existed, and that we are honor-bound to pay it all off to a bunch of people who have no honor whatsoever. Remember what I said earlier in the show, that we are brainwashed into saying that we shouldn't lie, we shouldn't cheat, we shouldn't steal, and we should be honorable, because that makes us more useful slaves to the masters. And that's exactly the situation. The bankers created a system designed to entrap and enslave the population as long as we believe it's the way things are supposed to be. When Rome had a slave population, they didn't have soldiers posted on every corner to make sure the slaves behaved. The slaves did what they were supposed to because they were raised to believe that's the way the world was supposed to be. There were masters and slaves, and if you were a slave, you just did what you were told. The few that tried to break away were punished and made example of, but by and large, most of the slaves, they believed this was the way the world was supposed to be. Most Roman villas had little religious niches, little temples built to the owners of the house, where the slaves would literally worship the owners of the house as minor deities. The same thing in the American antebellum South. Yes, there were occasional escaped slaves, but by and large, most of the slaves stayed put on the plantation because they were raised to believe that's the way things were supposed to be. Their own beliefs held them prisoner far more surely than the chains of steel. Today in the American culture, we are held slaves to the belief that these paper notes have got some kind of power over us. And we need to walk away from that belief and realize it's just another scam. It's another form of feudalism. It's another way of tying the people to the land and forcing us to work to enrich the lives of people who've already got more money than they could ever possibly spend. That's not what America is supposed to be. It's never what America was supposed to be. America started out with a very simple economic system that worked for the people and guaranteed full employment and guaranteed there would be no poverty among the American people. And the bankers in Europe said, we can't have that. We can't have that. And they passed the Currency Act. And the anger from that Currency Act enraged America and led to the revolution. They don't teach that in the schools because anybody looking at the Currency Act is going to say, wait a minute, that's the Federal Reserve Act all over again. So they talk about the T-Tax and the Stamp Act and all the other stuff, and they don't talk about the Currency Act. The revolution succeeded. The United States set up business with this whole new revolutionary idea of the government issuing the public currency interest-free. And as soon as Britain was done with the war in France, the bankers got on King George's case and started the War of 1812 to reconquer the colonies and force them to go back into the servitude of the Bank of England. That didn't work out too well either. But it's an unrelenting war between the bankers whose worldview is that everybody is supposed to work and slave away to make them richer and grant them all the property and title and privilege in the world, and the rest of us who just want to be left alone. And we want to carry on our business. We want to have a little trade. We want to take care of our families. We want to raise our children. We want to take care of our wives. We don't need to be rich beyond dreams of avarice. We just want to be comfortable. And leave us alone, okay? And it really, it is that drastic between the people who see themselves in what, to whatever God they worship, that they're supposed to own it all, and that we're all supposed to be their slaves and build pyramids to their glory, you know, versus the rest of us who just want to be left alone. It really comes down that simple. And unfortunately, the people who want to enslave the rest of the world, they're willing to go out and kill and create wars in order to achieve their ends. Those of us who want to be left alone, we very often are forced to become the opposite of that which we believe in merely to try and survive and hold off the invading hordes. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to spend a little time talking about Israel. They continue to be a major disruptor of the world. I know the American neocons are out there saying, if we lose Israel, we'll lose the West. Actually, no. If we lose Israel, the West will recover and become what it used to be before the parasite settled on our neck the way it did. Now, Israel right now is doing this story. They've been screaming that Gaza and Hamas are attacking them and that this is a reason why they shouldn't, you know, include them in the peace talks. And with Abbas and so forth and so on. And, of course, it's a hoax. These so-called attacks from Gaza always happen when Israel most needs to demonize the Palestinians, especially any time the world comes to realize that this is a starvation campaign, that what Israel's doing to Palestine is a repeat of what the Soviet Union tried to do to West Berlin. It's the same dirty trick all over again. And the world is beginning to recognize it. So Israel needs to always portray the Palestinians as the bad guys. And, you know, they deserve to have us come in and bomb their homes and bulldoze their homes and take away their farmlands because they're Palestinians and you can't like them. No real American could ever sympathize with the Palestinians and so forth and so on. And we've had another so-called attack today where Israel is claiming that two mortar shells fired Wednesday into Israel were phosphorus bombs. And I'm going to call bull biscuits on this one for a very simple reason. One of the greatest points of world condemnation against Israel from Cass Lead is that they used phosphorus in situations where it is prohibited under international law over occupied civilian territory because it's an incendiary bomb. And this has been one of the big political hammers that Hamas is able to use against Israel, that they're using illegal weapons in their oppression of the Palestinian people. So why would Hamas use the very same weapon, instantly allowing Israel to declare status quo ante? The playing field is leveled. We use phosphorus. They use phosphorus. It's off the table now. Hamas isn't stupid. They're not going to do that. This is obviously a stunt that benefits Israel and not Hamas. It harms Hamas because now they can't make an issue of Israel's use of these weapons. And Israel can say, look, they're doing it too. Obviously, this is another false flag attack by Israel in a season of false flag attacks. I mean, folks, look over the last, I mean, you know, Israel is, their one means of operating is to commit an atrocity and blame somebody else for it. The Lebanon affair, blowing up American and British targets in Egypt, planting evidence to frame the Egyptians. The attack on the USS Liberty, trying to sink that ship, also blaming the Egyptians for that. Bombing of the King David Hotel, done in Israelis, dressed in Arabic clothing, and USS Cole, and world, you know, 9/11, the anthrax letters, on and on and on and on. We know from MI5 that Israel actually set up the hijacking that led to the raid on Entebbe, that made Palestine look bad and Israel look like poor, helpless victims struggling to survive. We had the so-called master terrorist Abu Nidal, who did the Achilles Lauro and was supposedly involved in Munich, and he was this horrible person, and everything he did allowed the world media to say, gosh darn those Palestinians, how dare they do it to poor, helpless little Israel. Then we find out during the BCCI scandal that Abu Nidal was being paid by Israel. Then we find out, because of this declassified U.S. Senate report, that our corporate media in this country are being paid by Israel. $100 million a year by now. $36 million during the period of the study. And it goes on and on and on. By way of deception, thou shalt conquer is the motto of the Mossad. Anything coming out of Israel is automatically suspect because that's their mindset. They win by the dirty trick. So we have to keep an eye on that. Meanwhile, the Israelis are up in arms over the Time magazine article that basically said that Israel's too interested in land and other people's money to ever really seek peace in the Mideast. And, of course, Jewish groups and Israeli groups around the world are saying, how can you do that? You're being anti-Semites again. And, of course, my response to that is that defending criticism of Israel by screaming anti-Semite is about as legitimate as deflecting criticism of the Nazis by screaming anti-German. It doesn't work. We're supposed to allow it to work for Israel. But any other nation were to try to do that, you know, you can't criticize Stalin because you're just being anti-Russian. It's nonsense. Nobody would ever go for that. But if it's Israel, the corporate media says, oh yes, we can't criticize Israel. That's anti-Semitism. We can't allow that. You know, have you ever looked at how Israel has all these special exemptions? They're allowed to get away with things. No other nation is allowed to. Which gets back to this other story. The United States is still trying to convince the other Arab nations in the Middle East to not push for a resolution at the International Atomic Energy Agency meeting that's coming up. The Arab nations want to say they want a table, or they want to send to the floor a motion to force Israel to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and to allow inspections like every other nuclear nation on Earth is supposed to do. And Israel's saying, no, we're above that. We don't have to sign the NNPT. We're going to go on selling nuclear bombs to countries like South Africa. And the United States is standing there and saying, yes, you all have to sign the NNPT and be inspected, but Israel doesn't have to do it. It shouldn't apply to them. They're special. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we are going back to the phones. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Aloha, Mike. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
You know the thing? I get so sick and tired. I'm looking on Facebook at all this anti-Islam, anti-Muslim phobias and all that stuff. And I just find a load of crap because, Mike, I just had to ask a question to a very dear lady I know over in Russia. I said, how do you get along with the Muslim population over there? And she's in the minority. She says, we live in peace. And, you know, and it's like in most countries, Muslims, Christians, and Jews live in peace.
Mm-hmm.
It's only where, you know, British intelligence or American intelligence or Israeli intelligence involved, there's all this provocateur violence.
That's exactly right. I mean, throughout history, Christians, Muslims, and Jews have always lived together in peace. We're all, you know, the descendants of Abraham, as it were. It's just those fanatic, hysterical, hallucinated molesters in the funny-looking robes, and they just start saying, God says we have to go kill them and take their land. And, you know, they try and whip up the frenzy. And it's one of the reasons I put up that video at what really happened about that Christian indoctrination center for children, where they're turning these kids into mindless killing machines who will go out and kill in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus, and so forth and so on. And it really is, you know, and again, going back to George Carlin, he said, you know, everybody can get along. It's just these people who hear this invisible man in the clouds that nobody else can hear or see, and they sick each other on, you know. And like I said, here in this country, what's going on very simply is they were not able to sell war with Iran because of the nuclear threat, because we all remember how we got lied to about Iraq's nuclear bombs here. We're not going for it. So now they're trying to go back to the 13th century and whip up this good old religious hysteria where Christians and Muslims ought to kill each other just because they are Christians and Muslims. And, you know, and we're not buying that either. So more and more people are beginning to think that sooner or later Israel's going to try another 9/11 type stunt, possibly with a nuclear weapon, to say, see, we told you, they had to go kill them. And, you know, from Israel's point of view, if you think about it, if all the world's Christians and Muslims killed each other off, Israel would love that, because then the rest of the earth is just theirs for the looting.
Well, I just, you know, the thing is, Mike, we could post up videos of all the worst extremists of every religion. Every religion has them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
And, you know, and it seemed like Muslims weren't, back in the early centuries, they weren't quite, you know, righteous people either. No one's been righteous. But today they live in peace, and you know. And I just think Israel just has to start focusing on paying attention to its own nation and stop trying to grab land and create wars.
Well, you know, unfortunately, Israel's societal mindset, its collective identity, if you will, cannot survive unless it feels it's under threat, that there's an enemy out there. Very much like with the United States of America. There's always got to be one more boogeyman out there to keep the people controlled and focused. Otherwise, they're going to turn on the government. And that's true in both countries here. And so Israel's always out there creating this conflict, because that awareness of threat is what glues the Israeli society together. I mean, the whole nation of Israel was created on the justification that the entire world is out to get Israel. And if the people inside Israel ever come to a time of saying, you know, the rest of the world doesn't hate us anymore, then the government loses its authority. So the government's always going to be out there trying to create problems, going into Lebanon, going into Syria. Now they're firing rockets into Jordan. You know, it's just, it's endless. They are a warmongering country. They don't even begin to know how to live in peace with anybody. They're not interested at all in doing that. And the sad reality is, you know, 99% of the world's people can get along just fine with each other, regardless of religion. It's just these leaders who build their political career sowing hate and fear and saying, it's us against them, we've got to kill them before they kill us, and they get people whipped up into hysteria. And again, go back to that videotape about that Christian brainwashing camp. You know, and I don't know very many Muslims, but the few that I've met and worked with were wonderful people, and certainly a lot less obnoxious in pressing their belief system on me than you would find from either Christians or Jews. And, you know, that's a great way to live. It's just live and let live. I believe this, you believe that, fine. Same thing with me and my wife. Her religious views and mine are diametrically opposite, and we get along just fine because we're not here to convert the other one to our point of view, certainly not at the tip of a bayonet, which is what we're seeing. You know, all these mosque activists and the Quran burners, they're desperate to try and sell a new war with Iran because, you know, real Christians are going to go out there and stick bayonets in those Muslims and blah, 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 blah. And again, it's not the will of the people. And, you know, you go back to that statement that was made by I think it was, not Goering, the other one, Goebbels, at the Nuremberg trial, and he says, yeah, the people don't really want war, but the government can always create one by saying you're under threat, and anybody who's opposed to the war lacks patriotism, and they're exposing the country to danger, and they whip them up. And Mark Twain said exactly the same thing in The Mysterious Stranger, and exactly the same thing in The War Prayer. And intelligent people understand this is how wars get started. Wars are started by the few for the deaths of many, for the benefit of the few. And it's always been that way, and we need to arrive at a new global consciousness where we understand the people who want the wars will never fight in them, but they'll always benefit from them. Personally, I think everybody who's out there screaming for a war with Iran and everybody who's in Iran screaming for war with the United States or Israel, let's grab them all, drop them into the Los Angeles Coliseum with chainsaws, sell tickets to feed the hungry in both countries, and whoever comes out with the most bodily parts will give them a medal and say, you won, okay, and God loves you for it, and that will be the end of it.
But, Mike, I would rather see if Israel really wants to go to war, and Barack Obama wants to go to war with them. I want them to seem like the old-fashioned kind, where the kings were out in front of the armies. But you'll never see that.
Oh, I absolutely agree. And, you know, now it's all being fought with these robotic drones and everything like this. And I'm kind of an old-fashioned guy. I don't like war and I don't like combat. I've studied fencing and swordsmanship as part of an acting career and because it's a lot of fun. And I've got a lot of swords around here. And realizing that the beauty of a sword is that you have to look the person you're killing in the eyes. And that itself was a bit of a limiting factor, that you just didn't kill anybody that just happened to be in your way. Very, very few people are psychotic enough to do that. And I remember a very telling video years ago. I had this, I'd worked on this movie involving aerial combat, and I got this video of a documentary about the Top Gun school. Not the movie with Tom Cruise, but a real video about the real school. And Randy Cunningham, this was before his fall from grace for corruption. Randy Cunningham was in there because he was America's only ace, Navy ace in Vietnam. He shot down the legendary Colonel Toom. And he's talking about his kills. And he starts tearing up because no matter how much you're told by your clergy and your political leaders that this is the right thing to do, most of us are civilized human beings. And it does, and it should, hurt and cause pain to take the life of another. And when you're with a sword or when you're with an airplane and you're up there face to face with the person, you have to understand that's another life that you're taking. I know in the Navy, for surface warfare, they go through this little cheat where they're talking about killing the ship or killing the submarine, and it's their way of denying the fact that there are young kids on board those other vessels just like them. But when you have these robotic drones and these thermal imaging systems that just completely dehumanize the target and turn it into a video game, you know, a couple of weeks ago we saw this story about where they've got these young teenage girls in Israel who are manning the remotely controlled guns on the top of the wall going into Palestine. And they look at these little white blobs and they press a button and blow the little white blob away. They don't see it as a person. They don't see it as a fellow human life. Their whole culture is basically that there's the Israelis and everybody else is a lower form of life anyway, and it just makes for cold-blooded killing. And it's just going to continue to get out of control until the people of the world stand up and say, I'm not going to feed this anymore. I'm not going to pay for it. Those people did not hurt me directly. We know the wars are being started with lies, and I'm not going to go along with paying for wars started with lies anymore. It was wrong when the Germans went along with Hitler after the Gleiwitz effect incident. It's wrong when the Americans went along with Bush after the World Trade Tower attacks, and that hoax. We've got, you know, if we want peace, we have to make it happen. I know the priests are always saying, look, if you just do as you're told and sit on your butt and put your hands together and pray, that you will get to heaven. Well, I say that if you want to live in heaven, you'd better start building it here. And if you want it to happen, you got to make it happen. You can't wait for the Lone Ranger to come in and fix things up. The cavalry's not coming over the hill. Superman's not going to come in and whoop Lex Luthor. Batman's not going to come in and slap the bad guys around. If you want a better world, you have to make it happen. Because look at the actions of the government. They're not bringing a better world into existence for anybody but themselves. Go ahead.
You know, the thing is, you're talking about... I'll tell you one nice Catholic story. A short old Hispanic lady that's a devout Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing her tall son as a cop sitting there bullying around young people and old ladies and everything, old couples. And she caught her son doing this. And she walked up and smacked this police officer that was her son upside the head and said, I taught you what? You know better than what I taught you. You know better. Why are you doing this? And that's making heaven on earth, confronting something and trying to solve it.
Very much so, very much so. And like I said, 99% of the world's people, whether they're Christian or Muslim or Jewish, they're good people. They're good and decent people. It's just these fanatics and opportunists and con artists and snake oil salesmen who think war is a really good way to redraw the lines on the map, to acquire more wealth. Most wars, what am I saying, most wars? All wars are economic. The bankers love to start wars. It keeps people fighting amongst themselves instead of turning on the bankers, who are the real cause of all this misery. And, you know, and wars create debt on both sides. Bankers love wars. They don't even care which side wins, because both sides go further into that debt slavery. Before I let you go, you know, everyone is saying that there's all this Muslim bashing going on in the United States of America right now. And anytime you hear anybody say, oh, those gosh darn Muslims, we've got to deal with them, say, were those Muslims that attacked Americans in international waters last May, took them prisoner, attacked a U.S. flagship, and murdered a 19-year-old kid from New York carrying a U.S. passport? Were those Muslims who did that? No? Okay. Did Muslims wreck the economy of the United States of America, or did Wall Street? Okay. Are Muslims turning this country into a dictatorship, or is it the U.S. Congress and the president who are doing that? Don't fall for the scapegoat trick. That's what Hitler did. He just chose the Jews instead of the Muslims. But everything bad the government did got blamed on the Jews, just like present day they blame on the Muslims. Or even in 1984 was blamed on Emmanuel Goldstein, a completely mythical, made-up enemy, just like our government has completely made up Al-Qaeda. They don't really exist. Al-Qaeda means toilet in Arabic slang. It's a joke. Look at all the so-called Al-Qaedas we see on the Internet. Adam Gadon, his real name is Adam Perlman. Yusuf Al-Khattab over at Revolution Muslim in Brooklyn. His real name is Joseph Cohen. It's a hoax to trick you into war against people who've done nothing wrong to you. The bottom line here is, okay, the people...
All right, keep going.
Yeah, the people of the Muslim lands are not responsible for any of the crimes of Al-Qaeda, whoever Al-Qaeda turns out to be. The people of Israel are not responsible for the crimes of Mossad. The people of the United States of America are not responsible for the crimes of the CIA and the Bush administration and the Obama administration. We're all trying to live our lives, and we're trying to live in peace. It is government and religious leaders and the bankers that are trying to reshape the world into a machine that feeds their avarice and greed and money addiction.
Well, I just pray that they're... gravy train grinds to a halt.
We've got to derail it.
Well, I'll let you get off so you can finish your show.
All right, thanks an awful lot there. All righty, getting back to Israel here. Israel is building 13,000 new settler homes and two new colonies in the West Bank while these so-called peace talks are going on. In other words, the ethnic cleansing continues even while Israel sits at the talks table and goes, see, we're talking, peace talks, and out in the desert, the homes are being destroyed and replaced with more of these settlements. In other words, the talks are just another fraud. It's just another Israel photo op, so Israel can say, see, we're working for peace. How's the building coming out there? And it's just absolutely amazing. Now, as you know, about a month or so ago, there was yet another in an infinite line of these annoying computer worms making their way around the net. This one was called Stuxnet, S-T-U-X-N-E-T. And basically, security experts are saying that this particular worm was such an advanced piece of software that it most likely came from a state-backed organization. In other words, some government somewhere hired a bunch of hackers to put together this Stuxnet and unleashed it on the world. Now, given that Iran bore the brunt of this particular cyber attack, that, I think, narrows down the list of potential suspects as to who put this out there, who's playing all these computer games. All righty, let's see. We're coming down there. Oh, we have John in Austin. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Aloha. Hope it's a beautiful day out on the island.
A little rain, but otherwise rather lovely.
All right. Wanted to mention to you, I saw a docudrama recently. It was made in the 1980s called Blood and Honor. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I don't think so. I've heard of it, though.
It's a bit rare, and it deals with how the Nazis went after the middle class through the children, indoctrinated the children in the Hitler Youth, mm-hmm. Hitler Jugend, and it follows these boys as they get into the Hitler Youth. They're from different circumstances, like one of the boys' father is a musician and hates the Nazis and does 7 months in prison, you know, and how the parents started subtly kind of falling into it as well. And it's a real excellent documentary. I've only been able to find it on YouTube. Unfortunately, it's like in 20 parts.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth, I believe it's worth having a look at. It's really well done, and it's on point with a lot of the discussion that's going on today and what we're seeing.
We're at the end of the segment. I'm going to have to let you go, but Blood and Honor, I will take a look at it. And remember, we're already doing that stuff in the United States. School children are being asked to inform on their parents for various behaviors. I mean, we're there already. We'll be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Byron up in Canada. Aloha, Byron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike, and I hope you don't get too... I hope you hear me out before you cut me off.
Okay.
All right. Everybody, and I don't know, I wasn't born back then, what happened, but, you know, everybody's always on this Hitler and the Nazis and everything else. And we know for a fact one of the biggest guy that pushes the Holocaust and whatever, this Elie Wiesel, is a pretty much confirmed a real liar, fabricator. In fact, mm-hmm. I think it was on your website where Ali had been put these pictures where the Jews supposed to have been hanging or something, and actually he got
it. That was book. Simon Wiesenthal.
Yeah.
That was Simon Wiesenthal. Well,
was that Wiesenthal? Oh, I thought that was L. Okay, I'm sorry.
But hang on one second. Wiesel's got his own scandals. I mean, somebody came forward to basically say that the so-called biography Wiesel wrote about himself during the Nazi period was, in fact, actually some other guy's life entirely. Yeah. And so that was a big ugly thing.
Yeah, but whatever. The fact that I'm trying to say is, how do we know everything that we've been told about the Nazis is true? I mean, and the Holocaust, because simple fact, we can't investigate it, we can't even hold, you can't even, you know, have any scholars go and talk about it. If you do, you get thrown in jail. So how do we know? I mean, it's these same people that lied us into the Gulf War and every other war that we've had are the same ones that tell us about the Holocaust. How do we know without a proper investigation, just like 9/11, what we've been told about the Nazis are true?
We don't. I mean, that's absolutely the truth. You know, remember, when Hitler was elected to office, he made sense to the German people. He looked good to them. You know, we can look back and say, oh, he was a really, really bad person. But at the time, he made sense for the German people. You know, and he basically kicked out their reserve system of banking, went back to a value-based currency, and he turned Germany's economy around, which is why the global bankers tried to organize a boycott to destroy Germany before other countries started saying, hey, we got to have that kind of a banking system here. So how do we know what we know about the Nazis? We don't know anything about them at all. All that we think we know about the Nazis came out of Hollywood movies. And, you know, as you say, we have been lied to so much about Saddam's nukes and Iran and Muslims and 9/11 and Pearl Harbor and the USS Maine and the rest of it. How do we know we've been told the truth about the Nazis? We don't. We absolutely don't. You know, I've been to Germany. I visited some of the camps, and it looked to me like they were slave labor camps. And when you have doctors who look at the photos of the camps toward the end there at the emaciated forms, they all say the same thing. Those are people suffering typhus and other dehydrating illnesses. And again, there have been all these chemical tests on the so-called gas chambers that do not reveal the presence of cyanide. You have ground-penetrating radar at Treblinka, does not show any indication of mass graves that are claimed to be there. The so-called human soap myth, they've dropped that one completely, because every lab test done on every one of those bars of soaps does not show any human DNA, and it just goes on and on and on. Remember, truth is the first casualty of war. And what is going on, and I wish I had enough time, but you know, if you think about it, the founders of Israel needed a propaganda device that would convince the world to let Israel do to Palestine what we'd all just decided Germany could not be allowed to do to Poland and France: march into somebody else's country and take it for their own. And that's when the slave labor concentration camps were turned into death camps in order to give Israel that propaganda leverage to get the world to say, yeah, it's okay for you to go in and stomp all over Palestine. Even though we all agreed Germany could not be allowed to do that to France. And that was the origin of the myth. We're at the end of the show. Thank you for the call. Tune in tomorrow, and aloha.